Tonight, from the Palace in Hollywood, California, Comedy Central presents Wanda Sykes Hall.
Y'all look good. Not as good as me, but y'all look good. Oh, man. It's so good to be out here doing this, you know, for Comedy Central. But, you know, Comedy Central, they told me I had to watch my language because the woman said they have standards and practices. I was like, wait a minute, you're Comedy Central. Aren't you the network where your number one show is a cartoon with a talking piece of shit? Mr. Hanky? She'd be happy I just keep my clothes on out here, man. I always get in trouble people telling me what to say. I hope this show goes better than my last show. My last show, I did a benefit for a feminist organization. All right, now the thing, benefit means no money. All right, so I should be able to say what I want to say. And I figure if I piss them off, who cares? What, they gonna get mad and pay me? Nothing to lose, right? So it's all feminist. Gloria Steinem sitting right up front. So I walk out there and I'm like, hey, look, I can't stay here too long with you broads because I got to get home and cook my man a nice hot dinner. And he likes oral sex by 9:45. I'm glad y'all laughed. They didn't. They didn't find anything funny. I got scared. I was like, oh, Lord, I have made these women mad. I have stepped over the line. So I was like, ladies, calm down. I'm just joking. He likes oral sex anytime. Hey, what's the problem? My Clinton jokes either. They didn't like them. But you know, because they all big Clinton support. I'm a big Clinton supporter too, but I didn't realize the man was an idiot. He's an idiot. The president is on national TV apologizing for getting oral sex. Why didn't he just stick with his lie? You gotta stick with your lie. If you lie, man, you have to believe that lie wholeheartedly. It has to become the truth for you. But this man, the most powerful man in the world, is on national TV apologizing for receiving oral sex. He's an idiot. There are men sitting in here right now who would gladly accept oral sex on national TV. Why are you apologizing? Oral sex is not grounds for impeachment. It's not, right? It's not. Oral sex is not a high crime. It's not a misdemeanor. It's not treason. He got oral sex from a White House intern, not from an Iraqi secret agent. That was patriotic, if you ask me. He kept it in-house. I like that. If the man would have stayed with his lie, he could have saved us all a lot of embarrassment. He really could, right? Because it's embarrassing. All the countries are laughing at us. And you know other world leaders are just prank calling him all day. All day, just calling the White House. Hello, Bill. Guess what I'm doing right now? Come on, guess. Would you like to speak with her? Oh, no, she can't talk right now. Hey, now whose country sucks, huh? They pulled out that dress, man, and it scared him. It scared him. That little dress with the DNA, he lost it. He gave up the lie. But my thing is, who's gonna believe a woman who keeps a nasty dress? They'd have tossed that right out of court. Yeah. Excuse me, Your Honor, she kept the dress. What? Case dismissed. And get your nasty ass out my courtroom. Throw you in jail just for being nasty, Miss Nasty Ass. What else you keep? Some old Q-tips, some tissues, what? How old are those those drawers you wearing, Miss Nasty Ass? Wipe all this off where she was sitting, too. They pulled that dress out, man, and he lost it. Little DNA. Now, he's not smart. Man, they had DNA, blood, a glove, two dead bodies, a limo driver, a barking dog, and O.J. still said, I'm 100% not guilty. I'm not politically correct. I still say black. I do. I still say, because African American, it's not, it doesn't give you no bonus, you know. It make your life any easier. You don't see black people standing around going, woo, yeah, African American. Man, I tell you, this beats the hell out of being black. We should have made the switch years ago. Oh, this is nice. Excuse me, I'm here to pick up my loan. Miss Hall, you were rejected for that loan last week. Oh, that was last week. I was black then. See, I'm African American now. I'll just go in the vault and take what I need. I'll sign on my way out. African American ain't helping nobody. You think Rodney King's black ass is sitting somewhere going, damn, if I just would have waited 2 years before I acted a fool, they wouldn't have been beating my black ass. I'd have been African American. I understand that old African American thing, though. You know, some black people want to get in touch with their African roots. That's what they want to do, trying to find their African roots, you know. But then you have some black people who just don't give a damn. You know, you tell them, hey, I just got back from the motherland. They like, where'd you go, Detroit? Did you see the Temptations? They don't care. And I understand that attitude. I really do. I understand that attitude. Don't care about Africa. Because think about it. I know we were taken from there, but not once did they ever come over here and try to take us back. I never read about any failed rescue missions. When Americans are taking hostage, we go get them, right? Man, we send planes and troops and bombs, Jesse Jackson. We go get them. Not once have I ever been out shopping and some brother just rolled up on me. Psst. Psst. Hey, sister, I've been looking for you for many years. Come, the boat is this way. We are going home. When Tiger Woods was black. See, you don't know what he is, damn. I remember he was black. They were writing about that it was when he was an amateur. They were writing about it. It was like, hey, this black kid coming out of Stanford is gonna be the hottest thing in golf. That's what they were saying, right? And as soon as he turned pro and he won his first tournament, I read, biracial golfer wins first tournament. I'm like, oh, okay, 50-50. He's 50% black, 50 Asian. All right, cool. Then after he won the Masters, I'm flipping through the Sports Illustrated and I read, Tiger Woods is a quarter black. I'm like, damn, he's down to 25% now, man. What the hell is going on? They treat him like he's milk, you know, whole milk, half and half, 2%, 1%. Skim, you know. For every win, he loses some blackness. Only thing keeping him black is every now and then his father shows up. Hey, that's my boy, all right? Well, don't try to steal him now. They taking him away. I'm saying one more major title, you know, next thing we'll read, Tiger Woods has just been named the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Get the hell out of here. But you know, as soon as he gets in trouble, what will we read? Black golfer arrested. We call him Black Panther Woods, found guilty. Only place he'll be playing is on the public courses with OJ then, huh? Dang, Tiger, what you do, man? OJ, she was 13. I thought she was 21. What'd you do, OJ? Nothing. You gotta stick with your lie. I'm married. You know, when you get, you're clapping for my marriage. Thank you very much. Obviously, you don't know anything about my marriage. I'm so damn happy. No, the thing is, when you get married, you stand there and you say, till death do you part. That's what you say in the marriage vows. Make that vow. Stay together forever. The divorce rate is sky high, so everybody just lying their asses off. Why don't we come clean? Let's be honest, you know? Instead of standing there saying, till death do you part, let's just go, I'll give it a shot. They say marriage is a contract. That's what they say. Marriage is a contract. No, it's not. Contracts come with warranties. Right? When something goes wrong, you know, you can take it back to the manufacturer. Your husband starts acting up. You can't take him back to his mama's house. He's broke. I don't know. He just stopped working and just laying around making a funny noise. Can't do that. Till death do you part, man. See, that's biblical times. That's Moses wrote that. That's in the Old Testament, you know? That's way back then. Well, see, they had no problem saying till death do you part back then because they didn't live that long. They had good plagues, you know? Soon as that guy got on your nerves, here come some locusts to just come in and eat his ass up for you. Now we got antibiotics and personal trainers, tofu. We just hang around forever. So one day you end up just looking at each other, just. I see you got up today. You should start smoking. I think my parents are the exception. Yeah, last week they celebrated their 43rd wedding anniversary. They've been together, man. I have great parents. You know, I get a divorce. They don't want to hear that. I can see my mother now. What? Oh, you gonna get a divorce, huh? It's just that easy, huh? Things get hard, things get rough. You just want to throw in the towel. It's just like that. Let me tell you something. That's a bunch of bull. Let me tell you something. Your father and I had a shootout, okay? He took one in the arm. Harry, show him where I shot you. But see, that's love right there. Gotta learn how to work these things out. He was wrong, I shot him, you move on. They want grandkids from us. They want grandkids. No, everyone, you know, we've been married 6 years, so people are like trying to force us to have kids. What, you got to, they're like we're cheating or something, you know? Hey, look, you gotta have some kids, all right? Y'all playing around too. You gotta have some kids. Let me tell you now. They all say the same thing. Kids, they're a lot of work, but they're worth it. All right? They're a lot of work, but they're worth it. But I noticed something. They never look you in the eye when they say that. You know, it's always, hey, kids, they're a lot of work, but they're worth it. You know, gotta get a kid. And I try to get my friends to hang out, the ones who have kids. They never want to hang out with us. They're like, come on, y'all, let's go hang out. Nah, you know, we can't hang out. You know, we're going to stay here with the kids tonight. Yeah. You know, they're a lot of work. Uh-huh, but they're worth it. We're going to stay here with the kids. Maybe next week we can go hang out or something. What? Oh, you going on vacation next week? Well, isn't that nice? That's just nice. Where you going? Jamaica! Woo! Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, you know, we started to go last year, but Bobby needed braces. Uh-huh, yeah. Bobby, smile and show them Jamaica, baby. Go ahead, see? We right on the beach. Look at that. You know, they a lot of work, but they're worth it, yeah. Nephews, they love spending time with us. They love it. Because we let them do whatever they want to do. They're not our kids. We don't care. Only thing I have to do is keep you alive. That's it. They come visit us, man. Oh, what? Oh, what? Oh, what? No dinner? All right, fine. Hey, ice cream all day. How about that? I don't have to cook a damn thing. Just scoop it out. There you go. Eat up. I don't pay your dental bills. I don't care. I remember the first time they stayed with us, my sister-in-law, she calls me. It was like after midnight. She's like, did you have a hard time getting the boys to sleep? I'm like, sleep? Girl, we sitting up drinking liquor playing Nintendo. They're not my kids. My single friends are funny. I don't go out with my single friends. Not at all. Never go out with them. Because I never have a good time. Never have fun. We go to a club, you know. Guy come over. Hey, can I buy you a drink? They're like, oh, no, she's married. I'm like, yeah, I'm married, but I'm thirsty. Why don't you shut the hell up and let me have a free drink? Because women love free drinks. We do, right? But I noticed something. Guys don't buy you free drinks like they used to. They don't, right? See, yeah, remember the good old days? Remember that? Remember the good old days? You go to your local bar and the bartender will come over and say, excuse me, ma'am, the gentleman way over there in the corner, he would like to buy you a drink. You would say, okay, thank you, beautiful. And you would get your drink, and the greatest thing of all, he would keep his ass way over there in the corner and leave you the hell alone and let you enjoy your peace in private. All you had to do was shake it at him. Thank you. Thank you. No, stay over there. Now guys don't do that now. Uh-uh. No, hell no. Guy buys you a drink now. He thinks that gives him the right to stalk you for the rest of the night. He's in your face before the drink gets there. You know that guy. Ha, ha, ha. How you doing, girl? How you doing? Yeah, you can call me Drink Man. What's your name? What's your name? Wanda. Wanda. I'm wondering how you gonna pay me back for that drink later on. You go to the ladies' room, you come out, he's leaning against the sink. Well, 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 we meet again. Drink Man. Girl, you keep this up, I'm gonna think you following me. You on the dance floor, just having a good time. Like, woo, yeah, you turn around. Remember me? Drink Man. Yeah. Come on, girl, I paid for that drink. You owe me. You're like, look, you gave me a drink, not a kidney. You better get the hell away from me. With men and women, it comes down to sex, you know? We're on different levels when it comes to sex. It's something in men, I think that's why there's still people walking around the earth. There's something innate, you know? I think men have something in them where they're like, hey, we gotta make more people, we gotta make more people, we gotta make more people. And women are like, who the hell gonna take care of all these people? Hey, get off me, you know? Men and women, we're just on different levels when it comes to sex, right? Like, look at the porno industry. That's a $1 billion industry, and men support it. They act out their fantasies. And what's the number one fantasy for most guys? What is it, ladies? Two women, exactly. Two girls, that's what they want. Two women. Oh, this greedy bastard said three. Well, that's for inflation, huh? That's what they want, two women. Fellas, I think that's a bit lofty. Because come on, think about it. If you can't satisfy that one woman, why do you want to piss off another one? Why have two angry women in the bed with you at the same time? And just think about it. You know how much you hate to talk after sex. Imagine having two women just nagging you to death. So what are you thinking? Come on, let's talk. Hold me. We never cuddle. That that's the thing, man. Two women, you know. And that's proof right there that men and women are on different levels, you know, because men can watch two women together, and that's a turn on. Doesn't work the same way for us, does it, ladies? No, it doesn't work the same. You ask any woman here her sexual fantasy, and I will bet you $1 million that it's not to go home and catch your man bent over with some big burly guy standing behind him. Oh, yeah. Say my name. Who's the daddy? Ooh, that'll ruin your day. What do you say there? Walking, what the hell is going on? You want to catch your husband sharing a warm bubble bath with his new bowling partner? No, what do you say to that? You walk in, what the hell is going on here? Calm down, honey. I bowled a perfect game. He bought me a drink. The guy turns around. Ah-ha. Remember me?